in the parashas of Moadim, you have here a strange setup where you have a group of halachas stuck in for no reason, so to speak. So smack in the middle of the parashas Moadim, in the middle of one of the Moadim itself, you have a pasuk that lechura doesn't belong here at all. I mean, we're talking about hilchis Soda, Hilchis Matas Aniyim, and it's a, such an agav. A Melech would say where it speaks about bringing the Karma Oima of Uktzartem as Ktsiro, they would add a little pasuk, Ukutzchem as Kiratzichem. He's finished already. He says, Ukrasim Betzchem is a Mikra Kodesh. It's not a new parish either. It's a pasuk in the same parish. No pay, no samach. Nothing, just stuck in the middle. And Adava Zayimah Darsheni, why of all the Inyanim is this stuck into this pasuk? Why, especially the we find that the Inyanim of the Chagim are is tied to the agricultural cycle. So you have the growing, you have the Asifa. Those are the two extremes, and Ktsira is picked as the midpoint. Even though Ktsira is not really part of the cycle itself, I mean, it is one of the stages in it, but you see that something about, this is the Chag of Ktsira, and that's where it should be tied. Secondly, you have an Inyan of the Shavuos, the Yontovim, the Pasuk, the Parasha of Yontovim starts that that there's a chiyuv to Yontiv is a time that Klal Yisrael creates the Yontiv. It's the mitzvah that we have almost total control on, and as we are koveh the chodesh, that's exactly when we koveh the Moadim, the kiddush chodesh that the shluchim ayotze are the months of the Moadim. The Moadim are directly created by Klal Yisrael, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu shoygim, and so on. Shavuos has a very strange setup. It's true in a sense that it is totally roundabout with a kiddush chodesh. It's not totally with its own Kiddush HaChodesh. In other words, the date that it may be Chal on could be one of a few dates, theoretically. It's not totally on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It could be any one day. And it's totally on counting, which is fixed. And also, even the counting is very strange. We have we count 49 days, and the 50th day we don't count. In other words, if our counting was kaveya the yontiv, so just like, for instance, by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's the saying on the when you mekabel the Eidus HaChodesh, is when you say mekudish. That's the act of being mekadish. So one would expect that on the night of Erev Shavuos, we would say on Erev Shavuos night, we would say today is the 50th day of Shavuos Mekudesh. We don't. We go to 49 days and we stop on the 50th day. It's strange. If the Teichon of the Moadim, if the Etzem Teichon of the Moadim is that Klal Yisrael's Kaveya and Ashatikro is a Moadim, that's where Chazal learned. So we have three on Toivim. Two of them follow the rule, and one of them, Lechur, does not follow the rule, and it follows it in a very mixed way. On the one hand, it is tied to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So by being Kaveh Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we are Be'etzem Kaveh that. But it's not tied to its own Rosh Chodesh, and we don't even go through a mice of being Kaveh all the way. There's an interesting psikta. The psikta Rabosi is a medrash that's built around the mostly the Haftiris of Yom Tovim. It's built around the Yom Yom Tovim. That's sort of a chazal on different Kriyas and Haftiris of Yom Tovim. On the Bein HaMetzorim Dik, it has Vatoyme Tzion Azavani Hashem, that Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael is complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu discarded them. So it says it's Azavani Hashem. So the Chazal Darshnit also Oisi Hefgelumus Oilam Keleket Shikhopeya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael Hefge, in other words, he discarded them, like Leket Shikhopeya. I mean, yes, Leket Shikhopeya are Hefge, but if you're looking for a muscle to describe the Chazal situation, I mean, Leket Shikhopeya is a nice thing to get. It's stuck, it doesn't describe in any terrible way that we're being thrown to the lions. I mean, what are we trying to bring out? We need a mashal, azavani, and Chazal obviously darshin the pasuk. It says la'ani v'la'ger tazoiv oisam. So we're darshining a pasuk that the aziva is similar to that aziva. In other words, the particular nuance of the word aziva is best expressed by Loni Lager Tazivoisam. What would be the other tzad? In other words, what are you especially finding in the word Leket Shikhopeya? Klal Yisrael is discarded by Kadosh Baruch Hu like Leket Shikhopeya. I mean, you know, you have all these Mishalim, Mirmas, Besada, and all sorts of descriptions of very, very sharp descriptions of something being left to the elements and destroyed. What did Chazal find in this pasuk over here? One more inyan about Leket Shikhon Peya that's interesting. The word Peya is a fairly unusual term. It doesn't say katzeh. Really what you want to say is the katzeh of the sadeh, the edge of the field. Katzeh is usually the word used more often for the end, for the edge. The word peyah is mishutif to two mitzvahs, the pasakoncha and pasadecha. It's too specific to think that there's no kesher between the two. There are two mitzvahs not to destroy the peyah's hazokin, peyah's haroish, and the payer of the field. The Valadavazoim Darsheni, you know, Chazal are describing something, the Pasuk, I'm sorry, is describing something that you're not allowed to touch. Really what you're dealing with is an extreme, an edge, and the Meshutav, the name of payer is for both of them. And interesting what the Knech is over here. So let's a little bit be mizboinen in the inyan of Leket Shikhon Peya. Let's be mizboinen. It's in one hand, it's part of the big. It's part of the under the rubric of Matnas Aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to give Matnas Aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to support Aniyim. So you have Maisa Ani. You have Maisa Rishon for the Leviim, you have Truma, Truma's Maisa, you have a lot of different matanis to support the Gehanim, Leviim, and Aniyim. Leket Shikhon Peya is the whole part of that same deal. Yeah, I guess Maisa Ani doesn't happen every year, you have Leket Shikhon Peya. But it's a very strange mitzvah, Leket Shikhon Peya. It's something which It's a little bit hefker in the way it's done. Maisa Ani, you sit down, you count how much tefillah you have, you take 10% exactly, you bring it to the Ani, you give it to the Ani. It's done in a very, very mesuridic oifin, it's very nice. There's a lot of mishnayos about it. It's hefker, and you're supposed to leave it hefka. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Peah, that if you have 9 people, you have 10 aniyim. So if all 10 say to the Baal Bayis, would you please have us line up and give each one part of the Peah, he can do it, he does it. If you have 9 aniyim that say we would like to have a line organized and give it out, everyone a share of it, like civilized people, and one ani says, let's make it a free-for-all, the ani that says make it for free-for-all wins, because Tishayim Lechalik the one who says to leave it, he's right, because the Ikar Tzuras HaMitzvah is not to be mechalik. L'chur, it seems to us like hefech than what should be. Giving it in the Masorah Goyfen is a much, much better. The Torah was not matriach to Baal HaBayis, let's say. The Torah said just enough to leave it. You don't have to do it like Trumas and Maisers. But if you have the opportunity to do it and you want to do it, why is there a defus to have it dafka through Aziva and not through Nesina? That's something that's very much the core of the mitzvah. If we were to be magdered the difference in Leket Shekrapeya and other Matnas Aniyim, you would say this is a din of Nesina and this is a din of Aziva. One, to be mechalik it and to give it is the right way to do it, and one is not to let go of it, not to touch it, is the right way to do it. What's the why? So we have to understand like this. Chazal say it's a machlokes in Bava Basra. If a person gives something, if a person sells something, when we have a suffix about whether something was sold or not, do you dash it in favor of the lokeach or favor of the meicha? It's machlokes. Do we say a meicha by in ro meicha or by in yofa meicha? So if let's say a person sells a house, and it's not clear if, the wheelbarrow in the back is part of it or not. So if you say Bayin Yofa Meicha, you say includes that. If you say Bayin Ro Meicha, you say, if it doesn't say it, it's not that. Big Machlokes about Basra, and it's Nagei a lot of Pratim and Pirtei Pratim. So in Mechira, it's a Machlokes. In Matana, the Gemara says, Afilu Ma Diyoma. Hanoisin bayin ro noisin, amoicha bayin ro moicha, hanoisin matonet bayin yofa noisin. That even if you say that the seller gives it, we take a strict interpretation of what he's giving, and whatever is not written in, whatever is not specified, is assumed that the seller is not selling. If you give it as a matana, we assume fakert. Anything that could conceivably be part of it is part of it. So the shaila is really to understand lechura. It's hefach the seichel. If somebody pays me, he's paying me $1 million for a house. So there, I say, if the wheelbarrow is not written into the contract, it doesn't go to the buyer. It stays at the seller. If I give it to somebody as a matana, then the wheelbarrow also goes into it. So, the Ram says, do we say her lilifer? But there's a knetchen, a noisim matana by nyof and noisim, is like this. When I sell something, it is not mine. It goes from being mine to being not mine. So the klal is a person does not want to lose things. So if the house is worth $1 million and that's what the person paid, I'm not going to throw in an extra wheelbarrow because it's mine. It's not his. Why should it become his? Person doesn't want to lose anything. When a person gives a matana, the person remains the noisin of the matana. Even after he gave it. When somebody buys a diamond bracelet from a store, you don't, 10 years later, people don't say, this is from this store, this is from this store, this is the bracelet store. It's got nothing to do with the bracelet. It was the store, it's nothing. If I give it a matana, I say, this is the matana I got, this is the matana I got, this is the matana I got. In other words, a matana carries in itself the noisin even afterwards. So a person is not losing it in a certain sense. It's just a question determining how much matana, but it's still his in a certain sense. In the tfisas ha'adam, when a person keeps, certainly the noisin, when he keeps looking at it, says, this is what I gave the person. This is his. This is me that's a pikadon by the person. That's be'etzim. So in the world of nesina, we have a new knetch that when a person gives something, he gives himself with it and remains part of it, and that's the shayrus. It's interesting. Another halacha de kinyan that's very fascinating. And again, there is a very halachic nature, but lefidarkenu, most in yonim of mamonis we say a moitzich over al varaya. Sofik leket, sofik shikha, sofik peya, we say the halacha is the sofik yefi machmir. So, and again, im ledina, I mean, by truma and so on, fakert, we have to be mafish it, but we do not have to give it misafik. Leket shikho peya, we have to give it misafik. It's a lomdashin, it doesn't, but the nekuda could be, lefidakeno, is the same. Trumas and maishas starts as mine. It's my tevua. I have a din of nesinas trumas and maishas. So I now have to give it. Do I have to give it? I don't have to give it. Matzavel of haraya. Leket shikra pay is different, and we'll see it in a second. In Leket Shikra Peya, it's not mine that I'm giving. And we'll explain it with the following hesber. When a person's tchum of avoida, you have a Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, v'aretz nasim bnei adam. So there's a big world here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. There's Bailus, there's Chosh Mishbika Bailus. If I was kind of something, no one has the right to go and to give it to somebody else, even if the other person is tremendous nitzvah. They can be kind for me, maybe, to make the mitzvah, stuck or not, but they could be, you could be kind for the kind of mitzvah, but nobody can take it for someone else. It's mine. The Torah calls it mine. In the world of Bechira, in the world of mitzvahs, in every single chalik of the Bria, there was nitn l'shus Adam, it's mine. And in as much as it's mine, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyachol. It's that's what the Torah gave us. So there are mitzvahs of nesina. Those mitzvahs of nesina are there in order to make a person a better person. I'm supposed to learn how to be a noisin, to be machzik Torah, to be machzik kohanim, to be machzik aniyim, yidei aniyim, to give tzedakah. Those all fall under a category of called nasan titein. I'm supposed to give it. It's my pa'ula, it's mine, and it's rightfully mine. And now, as a ish chesed, as a ish machzik Torah, I'm supposed to go and give it. That is the pa'ula of nesina that shayach to the world of mitzvahs that are kosher to matas anim the field, that are kosher to tzedakah and so on. But there's another part of it. When I get something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a field full of tevua, I would like, there's a chelik of avoda that says, it's not all mine. It's a matana. And the way in which I see it as a matana is if that which I grew doesn't all belong to me. The fact that I leave something over shows that I'm a samach on someone else's shulchan. It's just like in my own, let's say I was eating my own sandwich or my own cookies. So somebody who's a more of a mensch leaves over a cookie for somebody else. He doesn't finish it all because migidre derecheretz, derizal, those are all my inyan. But when I sit as a guest in somebody else's house and I have rishus to eat from him, I certainly don't finish all of his food because it's not mine. I have the rishus to take from it, and that always implies I can take some of it, but not all of it. When I leave over, when I don't take all of it, I'm making a statement that even that which I take, I'm taking b'teiras matana, b'teiras chesed, not b'teiras din, not because it's owed to me. So in Nesina, it's mine. It starts with the chelek that I give, starts with the understanding it's mine. And that's why giving is difficult. And that's why I have to take some that belongs to me and give it to the kohen and so on and so forth. When I leave over, the Torah used the pasuk aziva means it's not all mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me into his field and said, take. You don't take all. by definition, what defines it as a matana is at chatzia malchus, but not all of it. So leaving it is the pshat that it's a chelik of. That's the chelik that's megala, that the entire thing I'm eating off shulchan gavoya rather than it be'etzem belongs to me. So we have a chiluk in the world of matnas aniyim, even though all of them have a matara to give to an ani, but it's two separate worlds. In those mitzvahs, where, like ma'isa ani, where the mitzvah is nesina, so over there the mitzvah is to take something which is mine and to give to someone else, mashpia chesan, to somebody else. It's to turn me into zelu maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a mashpia of chesed. Those mitzvahs of leket shikra pe are unique. The megala that which I got, that which I is mine, is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nafgemina is also that if I deherit like that, that which is mine is cut and dried. This is mine, this is what I earned, that's it. If I deherit as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I leave open room for Shefa continues. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me, if everything I have is given, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on me, there is more to come. There's a constant hashpo of chesed. So that's the first thing. That's why, that I think is the reason why, that's the Maimah Chazal. We ask Vatayma Azavani Hashem. Azavani Hashem means, like a chikopeya, there's one thing. If somebody has a child and he built up with him a relationship as a child and he gets very angry and he tells him, leave the house. So there's still a sheirish to come back to. I was your child. For so many years we had such a relationship. And now I was, you know, we had a rupture in the relationship. If somebody never bothered to pick up the child from the hospital, that's, then the pshat is, in a certain sense, he never was your child. Azavani Hashem, Batonis Azavani Hashem, Chazal say, the word Azavani doesn't mean you threw me out. The word Azavani means you never took me l'chatchila. So, in other words, the sense is, if you can let go of something, it's as if you never owned it. There are things that you throw out, there are things that you just leave. A person has a business, he owns a house, and the house is just bringing tzaras to him. He walks away from it. He doesn't try to get rid of it or anything, he just walks away from it. Azavani carries in itself a terrible inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rupture with Klal Yisrael. That's what Chazal say, like leket shikra peya. Leket shikra peya, it's not the pshat you gave to the ani, you never took it to start with. That's the knach in that word, Azavani. We mentioned before the halachic inyan, that suffix, leket shikra peya, is the chumra. That, I think it's for that reason. By trumas and maisa ani and so on, the money, and it's regular tztaka, the money is mine. So the moitzim chal varaya, the cheskas mominis, is where it's now. It's by me. It's here. Do I have to give it or not have to give it? So, like an old mom, we go, what's chaskas? It's by me. Leket shikho peya means I never took it. In other words, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until I take it. Leket shikho peya, the tzur of leket shikho peya is that it's still mom in kodesh, so to speak. Not my mom yet. So the cheskas mom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's not a halachic test, but in understanding the Indian, it is like that. Leket shikra peya means, can I take it? Tumas and maises, do I have to give it? Leket shikra peya is, can I take it? And on that we say that, no, that safik HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So we have the world of the mitzvah of leket shikra peya specifically tells me this Indian, that I always leave a shirayim to show that it's coming from somewhere else. We asked about the term peya, used both here and used in the pasiknecha and the pasreishcha. A person's body is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all comes Yad Hashem. Adam has two or three tikkunim that are built into the system to make. He one tikkun is that the bris mila. We spoke about the Chazal about what's better, Ma'is Hashem, Ma'is Adam. But the word lasos, we are Kadosh Baruch Hashem Kim lasos. The word lasos on the body is used specifically on the osas fomo. By Cyrus, by Yifas Toa, the word osa on a person is the nails require constant attention, cutting, and so on, and the hair of a person. Those are two inyanim that a person, even not a Yisrael, this is the chelik where Adam has some small, tiny input. The word lasos that Kadosh Baruch Hu made this world, Shabbat Kim lasos on the guf, it's in two areas, it's nogea, in Cyrus and in Tzipronai. When a person cuts his hair, that's his tchum. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we shouldn't be pararosh, we should cut our hair. We leave over peah in order, it's a statement, so to speak, that there's a place where my hand does not reach. I it's not all within my rishus. It's not all within my hesed yad. There's a part that I haven't taken yet. That shows me who the balabas is. By leaving over something in the plate, it's a statement. It's not mine to be taken. I can take as much as I need or I want. So the word peya refers to those in yanim that it's not the pshat leaving over a bit or a drop at the edge. That could be kotzer. Peah specifically means it's not taking all of it. It's the other way around. I'm not leaving it. I'm leaving it. I never bothered to take it or to pick it up. These mitzvahs specifically. I'd like to extrapolate to the world of mitzvahs and to the world of Torah. In the world of mitzvahs, people always ask, why is it that we're mispalel for siyata shmai and inyan of mitzvahs? Lemaisa, gashmi, as we understand, is basically bidei Hashem. There's a heter of vasavtas ganecha. A person does goes out to pa'oloi in midei boiker. Fine. Those are all inyanim where a person has a schus and reshus. But lemaisa, we understand that's a shefa, painosa, and so on is tolin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, we understand that. But mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, it's up to you to put on tefillin today. Bechira, iman efshach. If there is no bechira, then a person can't do the mitzvah. I mean, or is it honest, one way or another. Without bechira, in as much as the bechira, It's the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, it's all up to you. I'm out of the picture. It's your decision this morning to put on tefillin or not. So where is there makom to mispalel for siyata d'shmaya and so on? I mean, why would that be part of the system? The teretz is, there is an avoida that even in the chelek of a aretz nasan levnei adam, a person deher that it's coming from you. It would chas v'sholom take the oilam of bechira and mitzvahs and turn it into something that's cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me very small fiefdom, but it's there. Tarek mitzvahs is all mine. It's mine b'matana. Like we always medayg Neramah's Lashon, harishus nesunuch al adam. Bechira is not innate to a person, it's a gift given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we show it's a gift by saying, Ribbono Shelom, you are mitzava me to put on tefillin this morning. I know that I have the rishus to get up, to put on the tefillin, and so on. But I know that it's a matana from you, and therefore the tefillah to do the mitzvah kitikunoi is mekashrit back to its makor. It takes the world of mitzvahs, which has a downside, so to speak, that l'chur it's cut off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all up to me, and it puts it back in its perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has let it up to me. It's not up to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the opportunity to do it. That's the way we look at it. And b'meila, there's a makom for tefillah that we should be zeichah to do it, kitikunai, in the way it should be done, and so on and so forth. That is in the world of mitzvahs beklalius, where the inyan of this inyan of turning things back into its, bringing it back to its sheirish and deharing it as a matana rather than an asina. That's where we have it. In a place where this is pronounced in the world of mitzvahs, where this is pronounced most strongly, is in the world of Torah. The mitzvahs in their format are fixed. Tzitzis is tzitzis to exactly the way it was 3,000 years ago. It's the same tzitzis. Torah is something which there's an ongoing giving. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, it says Koil Gadol La Yosef, and like the Ramban says Le Pasak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps giving Torah. In the relationship between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, in the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu heard of Akiva dashing in Yonim that he never thought of, and he said, you know, you have somebody like that, and you give him Torah Yodi, and he told him, listen, afterwards he said, you know, it's all Alocha Moshe Misinai. It's the pshat that Torah, more than any other mitzvah, was given in an oifin that there was a payah, there was like a chikor payah that was not given. Torah was given to us, and certainly in the world of mitzvahs, in other words, specific halachas, chidushim are not really chidushim in a sense. They're just havharas of the mitzvah. There's no navi can be mechadish davar. Even with Sanhedrin, it's the pshat is it's part of the structure of the mitzvah. But in Torah, in the terms of the havana and the drushes of Torah and the hamaka in Torah, that is loy pasak. There's a constant hasina. We make the bracha noisin at Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah because Torah is given to us l'chatchila with leket shikrapeya. There's a piece of it that's not by us, and from that area keeps going a constant stream of Torah, and that's why this area specifically is this is the makor. This is the nekuda where it focuses on in the Torah. You have the antivim. You have Pesach. The growing of the Chodesh HaAviv is a pe'ula b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Zriya. Zriya is winter, beginning of winter. Right now, things begin to blossom. That all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as the Tevua is in the ground growing, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa Ktzira is the transition point between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam. Torah was b'shamayim. It was given in Sinai. It was a transition point of Ktzira. That is a very, very, it's a focal point between the two. Sukkot becomes completely us, Torah delay, Chag HaOsif. Pesach is Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't deserve it. It was the Tzmicha. Shavuos marks that turning point. The Zohar says that the reason why Shavuos is only one day and so on, it says because it's the midpoint between Pesach and Sukkot, like a focal point. The focal point is one Nekuda. So now, at this point, where Torah goes from being Torah Hashem to Torah Delay, to Loi B'Shamayim, the transition from Shamayim to Loi B'Shamayim is the Nekuda Shavuos. Built into that system, we have the Leket Shikra Peah. It's the Zman of Katsir in the physical world, which is the Zelum HaSev Shavuos. It's the Zman of transition of Torah from being Alpaim Shana Lifnei Bias Lishan of Olam to the Loba Shemaim. So the Torah, first of all, that's where the Torah is Mitzaveh, the Leket Shikra Peah. That everything that comes milamala, the way that we keep it in matana mode, and not in kinyan, and not in mechira mode, is by leket shikrapeya, by the hearing that it's a matana. We leave leket shikrapeya because we didn't take it all, because it's not ours to start with. And so the pasuk puts it in mitzad the pnimius ha'inyan leket shikra peya shayach to this parasha specifically. The Shavuos itself is nikva different than other ma'arim. Other ma'arim is nikva completely Adam. Bezin decides it would be inconvenient to have Pesach come out on Sunday, so they move it to Monday. They move Yerush Chodesh to a day later. That's Pesach and Sukkot works. Shavuos is and isn't Tolib the Adam. There is a chelik that's Tolib the Adam, and that is an aziva. The 50th day that we don't count is the Zelum Asev the aziva. The echo b'chamishim is da'in yof and truma. There's an aziva here of leaving it. We count 49 days, and the 50th day HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikadosh. It's built into the etzim. We determine Rosh Chodesh Nissan where it comes out, and Sivan comes out by itself. We don't determine that. Though that is the that's why it's in this parsha specifically. In the Kololius, when we talk about Gashmis the Kinyanim, and understanding it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understanding that he gives everything, as Bnei Torah, that's pretty much the picture we have to live with. Shevet Levi does not have a chelek, does not have a nachla, and Bemela, he knows Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's erratic, and it's all biyadav, and bitachon, v'chulu. Those are Inyanim that are... That's part of our conscious understanding of what's supposed to be. But in the world of mitzvahs and Torah, we have sometimes a problem. A person... Okay, I'm supposed to do this, so this is the way I see. I've made a determination, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then gets frustrated. I've determined that I'm going to learn X amount of time, and obstacles come up. I'm determined that I'm going to do a mitzvah in such a oifin, and it got messed up. It becomes frustrating because subconsciously, Baruch Hashem, we've kind of divorced ourselves from the world of physical things, and we say, listen, it's B'yad Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch gives, and I call me Yotcha Itanu, and fine, if, that's that. But in this world, this is the world where I will realize myself. This is the world where I will accomplish myself. Everybody has an I to himself. Everybody has a self. So our darga is that we see it in Ruchnias, not Gashes. But if I'm not Matzleich in learning, or Hafras come up that I never dreamt of, or mitzvahs got messed, I wanted to have such a Seder, and this person was there, and that person got messed up, 101 things. It becomes very frustrating for us. The understanding that we need to build into ourselves is that Adarabba, even the chilek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam, there's leket shikopeya. The field that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me does not all belong to me. I can't even take it all. It's not the pshat that later I can stand and give out who I want to. There's a chelik where I have to let go. The aniyim come and kill themselves. It's not, I can't sit and be the one who's giving it out because it never was mine to start with. In Dafkin Shavuos, which is the mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, Torah is the most strongly shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Gashmi, it's Kulei Ruchni, it was the Alpayim Shanim for the world. None of the other Inyanim, no mitzvahs of the Alpayim Shanim for the world. There was no Chuma, Maises, Matzah, Shefa, until there was a world of Chita and the Shefa and so on. Me'irach, he said, nothing is as given to a person as Torah. I can't add halachas to mitzvahs, but I can darshan Torah, memta seifanim, and ayin ponim in every possible way. It's kol golo yosef. In Torah specifically, more than anything else, is built in this inyan that it's a matana. And it's a matana means, on the one hand, I acknowledge not everything's basic yadi. If I did what I did my best, and it's not going, there's a hakara. My attitude towards it is the hakara of what it is. Me'idach gisa, if a person takes it with that attitude, then he's leaving open a makom for shefa. If a person treats, let's say somebody, a friend of mine, gives me a matana, and I treat it as mechira, I say, yeah, I said, I did you X amount of favors. I mean, if you would have to hire somebody, it would have costed you so much. I take this present because you owe it to me. I mean, obviously, you do it a little more subtly, but that's the Ruach HaDvarim. you can be assured it's probably the last time you'll ever get something from him. Fine, okay, I was Yaitzer Yidei Chavasi. I owe you $1,000 because of all services rendered to me. Here's $1,000 gift certificate. Bye. If I take it as a matana and I say, this is a part of you that you're being mafkid by me, and I cherish it as such, then the person is not losing anything by giving me matana. He's gaining. He's putting his self into someone else. And then the door is open for giving more. If a person hears that Torah is in a sinner, it's not the pshat, fine, I was put in the room, it's firm, now it's my thing. It's, I am eating al shulchan gavoya, and by appreciating what I have and what I get, and not becoming furious, frustrated with what I don't have, then I'm deharing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that Torah is a matana rather than a nesina. And when a person has it that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas are like our anhagas. Hanoisim matana b'ayin yofa noisim. When a person gives a matana, he gives it b'ayin yofa. But giving a matana is up to the person who's being mekablet. If the person accepts it as a matana, if the person sees it as a matana, if the person keeps it as a matana, this is 10 years later. He says, he doesn't say this is my diamond necklace. He says this is the diamond necklace that I got from so and so. Then you open up a Pesach to keep giving. The Shefer Rav that Oyma, the Yon of Oyma Mashpia and Klal Yisrael comes from this teher. And that's why mitzad the yontav of Ktsira carries in itself the aziva of leket shikram peya to bring home this nekuda that we're eating someone else's, we're taking someone else's, and when a person has that attitude, the b'meila, when he works as hard as he can and is not misroyim on what hasn't been given to him. If a person gets a necklace, he doesn't. So when you're buying and selling, you could say, for this price, I expected this, I expected that. It's legitimate. But for matana, if you say, well, I expected to get something nicer from you, you've been mafkia the Torah's matana from it. If the person takes it with the understanding as a matana and cherishes it, then it leaves over Pesach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always, the Hanhag HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be that a nice matana by Nyofenis. Thank you.